Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Murdered for his e-bike, killed by a reckless driver, fatally infected with COVID while driving as an essential worker, taken by suicide. These are just some of the stories of drivers and delivery workers who were killed on the job. Joining us today, our very special guest is Ms. Naomi Ogotu, who is the president of NYC Rideshare Club, whose organization is a member of the Justice for App Workers Coalition. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Naomi Ogotu. I'm the president and founder of NYC Rideshare Club. I am a mother of three. I'm a single mother of three. I'm from Nairobi, Kenya. I came to America in 2012, and I'm a very proud American and a New Yorker, and I'm trying to achieve my American dream.
Tell us a little bit about your organization and also the coalition that you are part of.
Thank you. Our organization is NYC Rideshare Club. It's a group of drivers who drive for rideshare in New York City. And we have a membership of 4,500 drivers. And now we also have delivery workers joining us. NYC Rideshare Club was formed in 2017. And I'm the president and also the founder of the group. Now, as we know, we say that one finger cannot lift a basket, so you need more fingers to lift the basket. We have issues in New York City. We needed to come together. So we combined with nine other groups to form a historic coalition with a membership of 100,000 plus drivers and also delivery workers. Now, Justice for App Worker Coalition, as I said, is made up of nine organizations, and we are more than 100,000 membership. Our groups that form the coalition are, number one, NYC Rideshare Club. Number two, United Delivery Workers Association. Number three, International Alliance of Delivery Workers. Then we have Independent Drivers Guild, Long Island Uber and Lyft Network, Black Car Mafia, USBA, spelled as U-Z-B-E-R. We also have UTANY, spelled as U-T-A-N-Y. And lastly, we have NYC Drivers Unite. So these are the organizations that came together to form the coalition.
So what are some of your members' issues and demands?
Now, as we came together, we know we have so many issues affecting drivers and delivery workers, but we had to prioritize issues based on how we felt they were important and how they're impacting our membership. So number one, we demanded that we have a fair wage for our drivers and delivery workers, because the app companies do take a lot of commission from us. You'd be surprised that the driver that's driving you gets only maybe 60% of the money. Some of them get maybe 70%. So they don't have like a uniform commission system. And with that, we have created a petition, and we sent 10,000 letters to Uber and Lyft asking them to take just 10% of the commission and let the driver take home 90% of the commission. So the other demand that we have is we want to have a right to form a union. We know it is possible for independent contractors to belong to a union, and this can be worked out. And with that, we have been holding meetings with assembly members of New York State Assembly. We've also been meeting senators, and we have more meetings to come where we are sensitizing them on the need to support us to have the law that will allow us, Uber and Lyft drivers, as well as delivery workers, to form an umbrella union, you know, representing all these workers. The other demand that we have is an end to unfair deactivations. So we have drivers that and delivery workers that get deactivated for factors that are beyond their control. For instance, a delivery worker goes to deliver food and the food is cold. So the time you get to the delivery, maybe you as the driver or the worker, all you did was receive the food from the restaurant, ride your bike or drive, go to the destination and hand over the food. So the customer finds the food is cold and they put a complaint against you. Sometimes they won't even specify that the food was cold. So maybe they'll give you a bad rating. They'll give you a one. And that means that once these ratings rake up and you have very low ratings, you get deactivated. Same applies to drivers. Maybe the streets are closed. Like today we have the Brooklyn Marathon. Most of the roads are closed. And maybe somebody wants to get to their destination quickly. Maybe they're going to an airport. Sometimes the driver has to use a different route to get you to your destination, and a customer can complain and say that the driver took the wrong way, the driver took longer time. And once they report you and you get those kind of reports three times, you are deactivated. So we are trying to help our drivers to overcome those challenges. The other issue is the issue of access to health and mental health care. So we want to have our drivers be able to access counseling and health care, you know, different facilities that the city of New York can offer to support our drivers. Just a few years ago, we have had drivers committing suicide. We've lost so many drivers to suicide. They are stressed out. Some of them issues are to do with finances. Some of them are to do with issues that are beyond our control, like COVID. When COVID came, it left most of us in a position that we are still trying to recover from that. And that has really affected our drivers. Lastly, but not the least, we are looking for access to clean, decent, and accessible bathrooms in the city of New York, because you realize that after COVID now, you can't even get a clean bathroom. You can't get a restaurant or even a hotel to let you use their bathrooms. So our drivers are left with having to turn off the app, go out of Manhattan, look for a bathroom, spend that time they were supposed to be making money looking for bathrooms. Also, we cannot park in Manhattan. If you double park, you get a ticket. So even that is also a problem. So we're asking the city of New York, the DOT, to allow us some time, you know, to maybe even they can make it 5 minutes and let the driver park on a no parking zone, run into a facility that has a bathroom that is ready to offer the bathroom and, you know, help themselves. Women drivers especially are the most impacted, because we really need very hygienic bathrooms. And sometimes, like personally, I have to turn off my app when I'm in Manhattan and drive all the way to the Wegmans in Brooklyn, cross the Brooklyn Bridge or Manhattan Bridge, go all the way to Brooklyn just to use the bathroom. So I've had to tune my body in a way that I at 9 a.m. maybe or 10 a.m. then I have to go to the bathroom. Then again at 2 p.m. I have to go. So it takes a lot of time if you count how many hours I'm wasting just going to look for a bathroom. And we feel like New York and these app companies are able, like Uber and Lyft, should find those facilities or even have a contract with a hotel where they can allow us to use their facilities, and maybe at a fee or something that they should pay so that drivers can be comfortable while they're driving. Remember, we also have to deal with being alert in New York. So for your safety, your driver need to be comfortable when they're driving. So I think those are very, very good demands, and they are demands that are really necessary. And those are the demands that we've put forward at the moment as Justice for App Workers. And we have already send those demands to different organizations, the app companies. We've forwarded them to politicians, the city, and everybody else. Thank you.
So how can one become a member of your organization?
So for you to be a member for Justice for App Workers, you have to belong to the different groups that make up the Justice for App Workers Coalition. These groups are free to join. No fee is charged. All you have to do is check the websites of the different groups, which I will be providing. And what you do, you just go inside and register to be a member. The other way is to look for us on Facebook. Like my group is called NYC Rideshare Club. If you are a driver, we insist you have to be a driver, a rideshare driver, a delivery worker, or, you know, a livery driver. So what we do is whenever you apply to join the group, you have to answer questions, and also you have to send a screenshot of your Uber, like, page, so that we can tell you are really a driver, because we don't want to have people who are not drivers in our midst. They may not understand our issues and our problems. So we want to just have drivers, because we have a common goal. Drivers and delivery workers are most invited to join our group.
Okay, great. Yes. So what is your message, you know, to passengers, you know, the general public out there? What is the message you want them to get and to understand?
Yes, to our passengers, we love you so much. We enjoy driving you. I personally, my passengers make my day. Every day I wake up with anticipation of who am I going to meet today? Will I meet a celebrity? Will I meet Jane from Brooklyn? Will I meet Mary from the Bronx? And what is Mary's stories? They have stories. We chat and we connect with our riders and we love them so much. I really enjoy doing that. My message to them today is when you are in this car and you see your driver in front of you, just know that this driver is just like you and he's going through all the problems that you go through, you know, financial, whatever. And if you have some extra money, you can tip your driver. It will make his or her day. Also, just help us, like, for example, our petition, it's public. So whenever you see our petitions, you can help by signing them so that you help us pass our message to Uber and Lyft. And lastly, all I would like to say that New York is great. You're great. And all of us make New York the greatest city in the world.
That's right. So, and once again, how can one get some more information about your organization?
You can get information about our organization by Googling. You know, you can go on Google and you search NYC Rideshare Club, or you can search Justice for App Workers. You can also check the Twitter page for Justice for App Workers. You can also check our Facebook group. So the Facebook group for our group is, the name is NYC Rideshare Club. So once you type that, you'll see the group and you can join. For the general public, you can follow Justice for App Workers. Just click and, you know, just share our tweets, follow us and get to know what we are all about, because we are bringing justice to your driver, we're bringing justice to your delivery worker, the person that's bringing you that beautiful warm food. And by the way, during COVID, our community, we did a lot for the city, because during COVID, we were doing food delivery to the elderly and to the sick. So, I mean, the people who, like, you can imagine a grandma who lives in the Bronx or maybe Brooklyn on the 20th floor. That person during COVID did not have, you know, could not be go outside due to the dangers of the pandemic. And our drivers were given PPE, well protected, and we were able to knock on those doors and just drop the meals at the door for grandma, grandpa, made sure everybody had a hot, warm meal during the pandemic. And that's the most fulfilling thing, just to see that you have made a difference in that person's life. I mean, nothing is as fulfilling as that. And I'm so proud for the work that we did during the pandemic as drivers and delivery workers.
And we thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And your
team, all the drivers, thank you so much for keeping New York running,
yes,
for keeping the grandmothers fed, and
yes,
all that you do. Thank you so very much.
You're most welcome. And it's our pleasure and privilege to serve New York City.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.